He said, on verse 9, does Job fear God for nothing?
第九节, 撒旦问神说,
because during that time, he just saying, because God, you bless him with so much, that's why he fear you.
他的意思就是说, 你, 赐福, 这么多的福气给约伯,
so another word, the reason that God worship, Job worship God, because Job has something to gain from God.
意思就是说约伯敬畏神是要得到某种的利益。
So this means is the reason why that Job fear God, not because not because he just worship God just to worship.
他指控约伯说约伯是为着某个原因动机来敬拜神。
So in other words, Satan said Job is a very self-centered guy.
换句话说，约伯其实是为自己着想。
And another thing that he implied to God is that God is not worthy for people or for Job to worship him without, you know, without doing anything for the people or for Job.
撒旦话里话背后的隐意也是说，神并没有这么伟大，让人不需要任何的动机来敬拜他。So
this question that that Satan put upon God is a good question.
所以这个撒旦回答神的问题是一个很好的问题。But
also he makes several statements also.
可是在这个问题之中也有很多撒旦想要讲的话。So
overall, Satan saying to God, God, you are not worthy to be worshipped. If you don't do anything for the people will not worship you.
他对神说，神啊，你不值得被敬拜。如果你不赐福给这些人的话，他们就不会敬拜你。So
nowadays, we also need to consider this question.
我们今天应该想想这个问题。Do
we worship God because we want to gain something from Him?
我们敬拜神是不是因为能够从神那边得到什么？Do
we worship God because we want blessing from Him?
是不是因为能够得到福气？Or
we worship God because we love God for Himself?
还是因为我们爱神，因为神这么伟大？Even
right now, if God take everything away from us, can we continue to worship God?
如果今天神把我们所有的都拿去，我们是不是还会敬拜神？
So in our heart, we're the only one that know this question, the answer to this question.
唯有我们自己心里才真正知道这个答案。
But what did God say to Satan?
神怎么对撒旦说呢？
Even though Satan said to God, you are not worthy to be worshipped if you do not bless the people that they worship you.
虽然撒旦对神说，你如果不祝福他们的话，他们不会以你的伟大来敬拜你。
So during the time, God wanted to prove to Satan, surely Job worshipped me because Job loved me unconditionally. No matter what, he continued to worship me.
但是神要在撒旦面前证实说，约伯不是因为任何物质上的好处来敬拜神。
And then Satan went beyond the question and said, hey, if you truly think he worshipped you without nothing now, why don't you take everything away from him? And then surely he will curse you to your face.
撒旦就再进一步说，真的这样吗？那你就把他所有的东西都拿去，他一定当面弃掉你。Because
on verse 11, he says, stretch out your hand and touch all that he has.
他说，十一节说，你且伸手回他一切所有的。So
during this time, God truly have the faith in Job.
神真正相信约伯。So
God allowed Job to be tested, to be tried by Satan.
所以他让约伯受到撒旦的试炼。
God said, do everything to him except do not touch his life. Right?
神就对撒旦说，你可以拿他的一切，但是不可以伸手加害于他。
So after this heavenly scene, the first heavenly scene, from verse 6 to verse 12, and then we can see that Satan went out of the presence of the Lord quickly.
在十二节我们可以看到天上这一幕就到此告一段落，撒旦从神面前退去。
So from verse 13 to verse 19, we can see that Job in one day, he lost all his possession and also lost his children.
在13节到19节我们就读到，在一日之内，约伯失去他所有的财产跟儿女。
Actually, it's quite interesting to see how Satan, used different things as tools to kill the animals and also to kill his children.
我们可以看到一件特别的事，就是撒旦怎么用各种东西来毁坏他的产业跟儿女。So
the first group of animals that he lost was the oxen and the donkeys.
约伯首先 所失去的就是他的牛跟驴。
But you can see in verse 14.
在十四节。
And a messenger came to Job and said, The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. Verse 15.
十五节。
When the sunbeam rayed them and took them away, indeed they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. So we can see in these two verses that Job lost his oxen, and then his donkeys, and also his servants.
这里约伯失去他的牛、驴和仆人。
But if we read verse 13.
在十三节
say now there was a day when his sons and daughter were eating and drinking wine and at their brother's house.
有一天，约伯的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭喝酒。
So you can see verse 13, 4, and 14, it seems a very beautiful picture. We can see it when we read these verses.
所以在十三、十四节，看起来这是一个很美的一幅画。
So his children having a lot of fun.
他的儿女正和乐。和睦相处。
And then his oxen plowing and his donkey is eating, so it seemed like everything is very peaceful.
他的牛正在耕地，驴在吃草，一切都很非常的平安。
And then on verse 15, all of a sudden Satan knows these people, right, the sunbeam, and then kill the donkeys, the oxen, and also his servant.
可是撒旦借用示巴人来把牲畜全部掳去，用刀杀了仆人。
And in the same day, he also lost his sheep and his and he more servants.
在同一天，有更多的羊群跟仆人都丧失生命。
Let's read verse 16.
十六节。
While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The fire of God, fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you."
他还说话的时候，又有人来说：“神从天上降下火来，将群羊和仆人都烧灭了，唯有我一人逃脱来报信给你。”
So you can see the first time that Satan destroyed Job's possession, he used the people that's around them.
撒旦第一次的攻击是用周遭的人。
And then the second thing that he used fire, and the fire came down from heaven to destroy all this What is it? The sheep and the servants.
第二次是用天上降下来的火，将群羊和仆人都烧灭了。
But you can see, what did the servant say? They say the fire came out of heaven from God.
可是这节特别讲说，这个天上的火是从神那边来的。
But we know indirectly, the servant is right that the fire came from heaven.
当然这个从天上来的火，这句话是对的。
But the fire came from Satan, but even though God allowed it to happen.
可是这个火其实是撒旦所降的，虽然是经过神的允许。
So nowadays, when we watch all the natural disasters that happen in this world,
我们今天看到很多的天灾。
A lot of times, many people always blame on God for what happened.
通常很多人就会怪罪给神。
Of course, God allowed it to happen, but Satan is the one that, you know,that does most of the things in this world.
当然很多时候当然这都是神允许的，但是很多时候是撒旦的工作。
Just like he can use the people to kill other people.
就好像撒旦可以借用旁边周遭的人来杀害人。
Just like he can use, you know, the fire to destroy the sheep and the people, the servants.
甚至可以从天上降火来烧灭群羊和仆人。
But in verse 17, he also lost the camel and the servants.
在十七节，约伯又失去他的骆驼和仆人。
I say here, while he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three bands, raided the camels and took them away. Yes, and killed a servant with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you."
他还说话的时候，有人来说，加勒底人分作三队。忽然闯来，把骆驼掳去，并用刀杀了仆人，唯有我一人逃脱来报信给你。
Actually, tonight when I put a topic, I put, you know, Job's misfortune. For course, many of us in this world, when something like this happened to us, we always think it's a misfortune.
小弟今晚的题目是约伯的不幸。我们一般世人遇到这些事就会说他们很不幸。
But we have to realize everything happened in this world is for a purpose.
可是我们要知道，在世界上所发生的一切事都是有它的目的。
And everything happened in this world, God allowed to happen for a purpose.
并且一切所有发生的事都是神的允许。
We have to remember this world belongs to Satan.
这个世界是撒旦所掌控的。
And whoever disobedient to God, they become son of Satan.
凡不顺从神的人，就是在撒旦的掌握之下。
So nowadays you can see, you know, there's many disasters around the world.
所以今天可以看到世界上很多的不平安。
And the reason there's many disasters around the world because sin of people increase every single day.
这些不平安常常是因为人的罪越来越大。
So just like, but Job, he's a righteous person.
可是约伯是一个义人。
Even though he's a righteous person, God allowed trial and temptation from Satan to make him a better person.
虽然他是义人，神还是用这个让撒旦用各样的方法攻击他，为着是让他成为更好的人。
That's why last week I've shared with you, when we go through trial and tribulation, we get to think,Why are we going through trial and tribulation?
所以我们要思考为什么我们会经过苦难。
If we are blameless, if we are upright, if we fear God, and then the misfortune that happened to us, we know God allowed to happen because He wanted to train us as His servant.
如果我们是一个正直敬畏神的人，当我们遭到苦难的时候，我们可以知道神是用这些苦难使我们成为更好的仆人。
But if we commit sin against God, then all these things that happen because it's our fault, not because you know God wanted to.
可是如果是因为我们犯错而受苦，这个是我们只能怪自己。
So by verse 17, Job lost all his possession, and then by verse 18, actually he lost all his children.
所以在十七节，他失去骆驼，仆人之后，在十八节。开始就讲到他的儿女也死去。
Because verse 18 say, while he was still speaking, another also came and said, your sons and daughter were eating and drinking wine in the oldest brother's house, verse 19.
19节。
And suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you. So we can see in these two verses that Job not only lost his possession, but he also lost his children.
撒旦，这个约伯，不只失去他的财产，他的儿女也死了。
You can see Satan first by nature used fire.
撒旦先用天上的火。
And then he used tornado, right? The great wind to kill Job's children.
现在又用狂风来击打他的儿女。
So truly, we think about what Job has to go through.
我们仔细想想约伯所遭遇的。
Many of us would be very in shock.
我们如果是约伯的话，一定是非常的惊讶。
Because in one day he lost everything that he had.
在一日之内，约伯失去他所有的。
We get to think about this. Why did Job lose everything that he had?
为什么约伯会失去他所有的？
Because God have taken the hedges around him away.
因为神把他四面的篱笆拿去。
So this means God's protection no longer with Job.
所以神没有特意的去保护他。
Because he allowed Satan to attack Job.
他却让撒旦来亲手攻击他。
So truly nowadays for us, we also need to think like this.
我们今天也应该这么想。
The reason we can come to worship God tonight because God has protected us from the evil one.
我们今天能够来到神面前聚会，因为是神在周围保护着我们。
Because Satan, all he wants to do is destroy God's people.
撒旦总是想要伤害神的百姓。
And we know many people, because they worship Satan, because they do evil things, so they're also under control of Satan.
很多人他们因为照撒旦的意思去行事，所以他们是属于撒旦权下的人。
Actually, when I was young, when I was you know, growing up in Cambodia during the communists,
当我小时候在柬埔寨长大的就是这个共产国家长大的地方。
During that time, I was only 9 years old.
那时候我只有九岁。
But during that time, when I see people kill one another, I cannot believe it.
我这么小就看到人彼此残害，我非常不敢相信。
For example, some people, you know, they kill other people, they just put plastic bags on their head, right, and suffocate them.
有些人他用塑胶袋套在别人的头上，让他们致死。
And other people, you know, cut the other people's head off.
有的人甚至拿刀将别人的头砍掉。
But the worst thing I saw, sometime after they kill them, they cut their chest open and take all the inside and cook it and eat it.
更可怕的就是有的人甚至杀了人之后呢，还打开他们的内脏吃，拿来煮来吃。
Truly, can this be human?
这个难道是人能做出来的事吗？
Yeah, human that controlled by Satan.
这个是撒旦控制的人所做出来的事。
Because in the beginning we were created in God's image and in God's likeness.
我们起初是神用他的形象来造的人。
But how can at the same time men we can do such wicked things?
但是为什么人现在会做出这么样罪恶的事呢？
I remember during that time of communists, even the little children, they're 7-8 years old, killed their own parents.
以前在共产时代的时候，那个连小孩子七岁的小孩都会杀父母。
Why? Because the evil is in their heart.
因为他们的心中充满了恶。
So that's why Satan really used those people, right, the Killians and also their sunbeam, to destroy Job's property.
同样的，撒旦用示巴人和加勒底人来害约伯的家产。
So he and then also he used a natural disaster as fire and also wind to destroy Job's family and also his possessions.
同时，他也用天灾，就是火和狂风，来伤害约伯。
But truly, for us, we are very blessed.
我们的确是非常。有得到非常大的福气。
In this country, God has protected us and blessed us with many things.
我们活在这个国家，神已经用各种方法来保护着我们。
Actually, when I was in Kenya for that 1 month,
当小弟在肯雅的一个月当中
，Really, Kenya is one of the first country that exists in this world because in the Bible, it started from that area.
其实肯雅应该是人类历史最早的，因为圣经就是。圣经的历史就是从那一代开始。
And why are they so poor? And why their life is so pitiful?
可是为什么现在那边的人他们这么可怜，这么贫穷
？Actually, during that 1 month I was there, I can see that the way they live their life is very, it's not good. You know, they steal, they rob, they deceive people, they lie, and sexual immorality is all over the place.
他们常常偷窃、欺骗、甚至杀害、又很多淫乱。
But in this way, it's very difficult for God to bless them.
所以他们这样继续下去也很难得到神的祝福。
Because almost everything they do in their culture is to commit sin against God.
因为整个社会都是充满了罪。
So this means Satan has controlled almost every one of them in that country.
撒旦几乎掌控了整个国家人的心。
But America is one of the newest country in this world.
美国在这个世界各个所有国家当中算是相当新的一个国家。
But why is it one of the richest country in the world?
可是也是相当富裕的国家。
Really, this country found on religion, found on Christian religion.
因为这个国家是建立在这个基督教的。原则上面
you can see the United Nations building underneath. Before they build it, they put the Bible in underneath the foundation.
在联合国大楼，他们建立联合国大楼的时候，就把圣经放在这个地基下面。
You can see even our money, say in God we trust, right? Even in money, they put God's name on there.
连我们用的钱上面都是写说我们在神里面彼此信任。
And almost every courthouse you go in this country, it has the Ten Commandments on there.
我们国家里面很多这个法院都可以看到十条诫命。
If you read the Declaration of Independence or the amendments, you know, the Constitution of the United States, most of the thing that are written is based from the Bible.
我们可以看到美国的独立宣言还有它的这个宪法里面很多的字眼都是从圣经来的。
So this means truly they, from the beginning, they know God and they fear God.
所以从美国的开始，这些先祖他们就是以敬畏神的心来创立这个国家。
So because of this, God blessed them greatly.
所以神就祝福他们。
But nowadays, this country also is going down the drain.
可是到今天，这个国家的道德也已经败落。
Many people they wanted to, you know, to fight to get the Ten Commandments out of the courthouse.
有的人甚至要这个法院把这个十条诫命除去。
And no longer prayer is allowed in school. So now that's why you can see every single year this great disaster in the United States, and also there's a lot of violence in the United States.
所以在美国, 所遭害的灾祸, 越来越多, 越来越大。
Why? Because the more that we disobedient to God, the more we be obedient to Satan.
因为我们越离开神, 越不顺从神, 就是越进入, 魔鬼的权势。
But for us, we are the children of God.
可是我们是神的儿女。
And God says we need to be the light of the world.
神说我们要成为世上的光。
So this means for us, we need to do righteous deeds and for God to glorify God.
所以我们应该用义行来使神得到荣耀。
Because for us, we cannot conform to this world.
我们不能顺服这个世界。
But we need to transform them to come to know our Lord Jesus Christ also.
我们必须要, 改变世人, 使他们能够真正,
And only then we can glorify God's name.
这样神的名才能够得到荣耀。
Just like God allowed Job to go to trial and tribulation.
就好像神让约伯经历苦难。
Even though during that time he lost everything that he had.
虽然他失去他所有的。
But he still, right, worshiped God.
但是他还是敬畏神。
That's why after he lost all of this, how did Job react to what happened?
当约伯失去他的一切之后, 他怎么
I know if I was Job, really, I cannot react the way Job react, you know, after all the things have happened to him.
如果我是约伯的话, 我想我不可能像约伯, 这样的, 有这样的反应。
I cannot imagine all the things that I have is gone.
我很难想象说我的一切东西都完全, 都全部失去。
And all my children who I sanctify, right, who I pray for every single day for, they also die.
还有我每天所, 为他们祷告的这些儿女, 一日就失去了。
But how did Job react to this loss?
可是约伯的反应是什么?
Let's read verse 20.
我们看20节,
Chapter 1, verse 20.
第一章20节,
Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped.
约伯便起来, 撕裂外袍, 剃了头, 伏在地, 伏在地上下拜。
You can see first, Job, he tore his robe.
他先把衣服, 他撕裂了衣服,
shave his head,
剃了头,
and then fell to the ground to worship.
要伏在地上下拜。
Actually, at first, I thought he was repenting.
以前我以为是他是在悔改。
But no, he tore off his robe, shaved his head, why? To worship God.
他为什么撕裂外袍, 剃了头呢? 原来是要敬拜神。
Because those days, if you repent, and then you will not go down to worship God, but rather you will throw dust on your head to repent.
当时他们的习俗就是悔改，是撕裂外袍，剃了头， 但是是把灰撒在头上, 而不是伏在地上下拜。
We can read verse chapter 2, verse 12.
我们看2章12节。
And when they raised their eyes from afar and did not recognize him, they lift up their voices and wept, and each one tore his robe, sprinkled dust on his head toward the heaven.
他们远远地举目观看, 认不出他来, 就放声大哭, 个人撕裂外袍, 把尘土向天扬起来, 落在自己的头上。
So this talk about Job three friends.
这个是提到约伯的三个朋友。
When Job three friends first saw Job, immediately in their heart, they thought he committed sin. That's why they tore off their robes and threw dust on their head.
他们一看到约伯的情景, 就以为约伯犯了罪, 所以他们就撕裂外袍, 把尘土, 扬起来, 落在自己的头上。
But Job, even though he tore off his clothes, and then shaved his head, but he fell down to worship God.
可是约伯不一样, 他撕裂外袍, 剃了头, 或者是要在, 要在神面前下拜。
Actually, it was the custom of the Jews, but during this time, we don't know, you know, that we know for sure that that Job is not a Jew, but during that time, when you shave up your head, it means to sanctify a person in front of God to be pure.
在以色列的时代, 他们是 剃了头的意思是要在神面前分别为圣, 可是我们知道约伯不是在以色列的时代的人, 所以我们, 不确定。
But torn off our robe is to show our distress, to show our mourning for something that we lost.
但是, 那一般撕裂外袍呢, 就是表示人的, 伤痛。
So even though Job lost everything he's had, including his children, he continued to worship God.
虽然约伯失去了他的所有, 财产和儿女, 他还是敬拜神。
And then what was Job's attitude toward God?
他对神的这个态度是什么?
On verse 21, it said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord is taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
21节说,我赐生出于母胎,也必赐生归回,赏赐的是神,收取的也是神,神的名是应当称颂的。
So in this great grief and distress, Job, he still be able to praise God.
所以在这个极大的苦难当中, 约伯还是, 敬拜赞美神。
Not only be able to praise God, but also he be able to understand God's sovereignty.
他不但能够称颂神,他也同时明白神的主权。
Because he understands the Lord is the one that gave him things.
他知道, 刚开始就是, 神给他一切,
the Lord also can take it away.
And
then he praised God's name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
所以他说,
really, this kind of attitude toward what happened to him is very honorable.
这样,这个约伯对这遭遇的事的反应呢,
Even though God took everything he had from him,
虽然神拿去他一切所有的,
he still has the heart to worship. He still has the heart to respect and honor God's sovereignty.
他还是能够认定,而且尊敬神的主权。
He also be able to praise God.
他还能够称颂神。
He also be able to bless the name of the Lord.
他说神的名是应当称颂的。
And then in verse 22, say, In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong.
22节说,在这一切的事上,约伯并不犯罪,也不以神为愚妄。
Really, truly, this is a very wonderful thing.
这是多么美的事。
He knows that God is a sovereignty God.
他知道神是主宰。
God is the one that controls everything in this universe.
神是掌握这个整个宇宙的神。
He knows whatever happens, God allowed to happen.
他知道任何遭遇的事都是神所允许的。
Even though he knows that God allowed to happen, but he did not blame God for what happened to him.
他知道是出于神的意思, 却没有归罪给神。
So, see, in all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong.
所以在这一切的事上, 约伯并不犯罪, 也不以神为愚妄。
Actually, this is quite amazing.
这真的是非常的不简单。
Really, nowadays, we need to learn from Job's character.
我们应该学习约伯。
Sometimes when we're looking for a job or something like that, and then we cannot find the job that we want, sometimes we blame on God.
有时候我们找工作找不到我们理想的工作，就开始抱怨神。
Sometimes we don't make as much money as we want in our career, and then we blame God.
有时候在这个生意上没有赚很多钱，我们就抱怨神。
Actually, there's many things that happens in our life. Sometimes we blame God for nothing.
其实在很多事上我们常常会埋怨神。
Why? Because we truly do not understand the love of God.
因为我们并不真正了解神的爱。
The Bible said, every time we cry, God collect our tears in the bottle.
圣经上说,我们所流的眼泪神都装在他的袋子里。
And God said he can numbers all the hair on our head.
甚至神已经数算我们头发，我们头上的头发。
This means truly God loves us so much.
所以神的确是这么爱我们。
If we understand God's true love for us, and then truly every single day we live our life to praise His name, to bless His name, to glorify His name.
如果我们真正了解神是这么的爱我们，我们每一天的生活都会敬畏神，而且称颂神。
That's why sometimes for myself, from the beginning, I want to serve God full time.
这就是为什么小弟要全时间的来服侍神。
But truly, the more I read the Bible,
我越读圣经,
the more I feel that I'm not worthy to speak the word of God.
我越知道我并不配得来讲神的话。
Because God is such an almighty God.
因为神是这么伟大全能的神。
And this God is so awesome and so wonderful.
他是这么的伟大。
And who am I? I'm just made out of dust.
我是谁呢? 只是尘土做的人。
And sometimes I can't even do what he teaches in the Bible.
常常我做不到圣经上的教导。
So that's why many times when I come up to speak the word of God, truly I feel I'm not worthy to speak his word.
所以常常站在前面讲道，觉得非常的不配。
But nevertheless, He have called me to serve Him.
可是神却选用 我来做他的工作。
So I just do my best to serve Him.
所以我只能尽力来服侍神。
So just like all of us.
就好像我们每一位。
Many of us, God called us to True Jesus Church for a reason.
神选召我们进入真耶稣教会是有他的原因。
Because He have given us the wonderful status.
他给我们一个很尊贵的身份。
He said we are the royal priesthood.
圣经上说我们是君尊的祭司。
We are His holy nation.
我们是圣洁的国度。
We are His special people.
我们是神所特选的子民。
Really, how wonderful this status is.
我们的身份是多么的宝贵。
But for us, sometimes we forget who we are as the children of God.
可是有时候我们会忘记自己是神的儿女。
So when we forget who we are, then we cannot glorify the name of God.
当我们忘记我们的身份，我们就没有办法使神得到荣耀。
But truly, God said He let the sun rise on the good and on the bad.
圣经上说，神使太阳照义人，也照恶人。
This means God He loves everyone in this world.
神其实是爱世界上所有的人。
How about us?
难道他不爱我们吗？
He called us; we are His children.
他已经拣选我们做他的儿女。
He said we are His special people.
他说我们是他特选的子民。
But even though God wants us so much to love Him, but a lot of time we forget to love Him ourselves.
神这么样的爱我们，我们有时候却忘记爱他。
That's why many times when I pray to God.
所以我常常祷告的时候。
I always ask God to put His love inside my heart.
就求神让他的爱充满我的心。
Because for me as a man, truly I lack of love.
我们是人，所以非常缺乏爱心。
Because a lot of time I do not know how to love.
常常不知道怎么去爱。
Because love say be all things, hope all things, believe all things, and do all things.
因为爱是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Many times I cannot undo all things.
可是我常常没有办法包容一切凡事包容。
Many times I cannot believe all things.
没办法凡事相信。
Many times I cannot hope all things.
没办法凡事盼望。
Because I cannot do all this, this means in my heart I lack of love.
因为做不到这些，就表现出我缺乏爱心。
So for all of us, truly, we need to be filled with the love of God.
所以我们应该追求让神的爱充满我们。
Actually, the reason our church have some problems because we lack of love.
常常教会的问题是出于爱心的缺乏。
Because if the church have love, then everything we do, right, will according to God's will.
如果教会充满了爱，我们所做出来的事一定是顺服神的旨意。
Because if we don't have love, we cannot bear anybody else's our weaknesses. If we don't have love, we cannot bear other people's weaknesses.
如果没有爱心的话呢，就没有办法包容别人的软弱。
If we don't have love, we cannot be patient with one another.
如果没有爱的话，我们就没有办法彼此的忍耐。
If we don't have love, we cannot endure anything what people say to us.
如果我们没有爱心的话，别人讲我们的是非，我们就没有办法承受。
Actually, the book of Saul, Song of Solomon say, love as strong as death.
在这个雅歌里面讲到说爱比死更坚强。
So I truly believe if True Jesus Church is filled with the love of God, then our church will become perfect.
所以如果这一处教会是充满神的爱的话，这个教会就已经达到完全。
You can see Job understand how much God loves him.
约伯了解神多么的爱他。
God is the one that blessed him with everything.
他知道是神赐给他这么多的福气。
And God is the one that allowed everythingTo be taken away from him.
也是神的允许收取所有的一切。
So he understands how much God loves him.
所以他知道都是出于神的爱。
Even he doesn't have nothing, God still loves him.
虽然他没有拥有任何一件事。
Just like for us,
神还是爱他。
God said he loved us and died for us while we still sinner.
就好像圣经上说，在我们还做罪人的时候，这个神就为我们而受死。
I say this means when God crucified and killed Himself for us.
意思就是说，神他在十字架上，为我们受死。
We didn't have anything to give Him.
我们是罪人，没有办法报答神。
We didn't give Him anything for His sacrifice.
神为我们牺牲，我们没有办法报答他。
Because He loved us while we still sinner.
因为在我们还做罪人的时候，他就已经爱我们了。
But now we are the children of God.
可是我们今天成了神的儿女。
How much more does He still love us?
神当然是更爱我们。
That's why from us the name of Jesus should be able to be praised and blessed every single day.
所以我们每天应该称颂主耶稣基督的名。
Because he said in all this in verse 2, Job did not charge God with wrong.
在二十二节讲说，在这一切事上，他不以神为愚妄。
Now let's quickly talk about Job's wife.
我们很快的讲一下约伯的太太。
Actually, when we read chapter 2, verse 9.
我们看第二章第九节。
Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die."
约伯的他的妻子对他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。”
You can see from the whole chapter 1, she also lost her 10 children.
在第一章，其实他约伯的妻子也是失去了他的十个儿女。
Actually, as a mother is the one that developed the closest relationship to the children.
她身为母亲，跟儿女应该是最近的。
Even though she lost everything that she had, she did not curse God during that time.
在第一章，她已经失去儿女，但是她并没有来弃掉神。
Even though she lost all her children during that time, she all did not curse God.
她已经失去这么多，但是她没有。
So this means before chapter 2, Job's wife also has great faith.
他没有咒诅神，所以约伯的妻子其实信心也是相当的大。
But if we compare her faith to Job's faith, this means her faith is not as good as the faith of Job.
可是比起约伯来，他的信心就没有约伯这么好。
But it doesn't mean her faith is not great.
这并不表示他完全没有信心。
Really, how many of us right now we lose everything we have and all the children we have, we be able to worship God and praise God?
我们有多少人当我们失去儿女之后呢还能称颂神的名呢
Truly not many of us.
应该不是很多。
So that's why Job's wife, she also have great faith toward God.
其实约伯的妻子也是对神有相当大的信心。
But what happened when Job was afflicted with boils, and then during that time she just lost her faith and asked Job to curse God.
可是当他看到约伯这身上受这么大的苦他就对约伯说你弃掉神死了吧。
So next time when we go to trial and tribulation,
所以当我们遭遇苦难的时候
next time when we lose our job,
当我们失业的时候
next time when our kid is sick,
当我们儿女生病的时候
next time when we worry about our mortgage or our bills,
当我们在经济上有困难的时候
pay attention how do we react toward God.
我们要非常的谨慎我们对神的态度是怎么样
Do we blame God for what happened?
我们是不是怪罪于神
Or do we still continue to bless God and praise His name?
还是我们能够继续的称颂神的名
If we be able to praise God and bless His name, this means our faith truly is great toward God.
如果我们能够继续的称颂神这就表现出我们对神的信心是大的
So may God continue to help us and to guide us.
愿神继续帮助带领我们
Because we know a spiritual convocation is coming up.
我们知道灵恩布道会快到了。
And for us as a prophet and a servant of God, we need to continue to love one another.
我们身为神的先知、神的仆人，必须要彼此相爱。
Actually, even though evangelizing is very important,
宣道是非常重要的。
But more important for us, for the children is already in the household of God, to love one another.
可是同时，在神的家里面，我们身为神的儿女，要彼此相爱，也是一样的重要。
But because if the children of God, we cannot love one another, how can we love those from outside? It's impossible.
如果我们没有办法爱我们的兄弟姐妹，谈何爱其他的世人呢？
So may God continue to help us and strengthen us.
我求神继续帮助建立我们。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来唱诗。
Sing hymn 379.
379首。